presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, after capturing Derek Bluger and Lin Fu, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil tried to send a coded message for help. But the Purple Triangle radio operator foiled their plan by smashing the broadcasting transmitter. Meanwhile, Lin and Kolo discovered a key to their cells and managed to escape. Later, Derek Bluger jumped to his death from the East Wing apartment in which he was being held prisoner. While Jungle Jim and Lil stood staring at the window, stunned by the sudden tragedy, General Lin Fu freed himself from his bonds and stole toward the unsuspecting sentry. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Lin Fu, freed from the ropes which bound him, steals softly nearer and nearer to the back of the unsuspecting sentry. Suddenly, Jungle Jim turns around from the window.
Look out, guard! Lin Fu's got loose! I'll stop him!
Jim, don't shoot! You hit the sentry!
You'll think you'll surprise me, eh, General Lin Fu?
And the sentry whirls in time to catch the charging Lin Fu on his out-thrust bayonet.
Oh! See? I fixed him all right. He no more wigger.
Yeah. Well, that finishes Lin Fu.
And it also finishes the revolution of the Purple Triangle.
That's right, Lil. We've got it stopped before it even started.
Well, I'm terribly glad, of course, but I wish we might have stopped it in a different way.
So do I, but he asked for it, Lil. It was either Lin Fu's life or Chen's.
Yes, I know, Jim. And this means our finish unless we get out of here.
Yeah, that's more truth than poetry.
What should we do first, Jim?
Get rid of the evidence. Chen, get a couple of other agents and see that Lin Fu is buried before morning.
Oh, yes. We'll go. Very great pleasure. But what about Derek's body?
They'll never find it. No one has ever gone down to the bottom of that cliff outside the window. Come on, Lil. Let's get out of here.
I'm with you, Jim. I'd rather not stay here any longer myself.
We'll go down to Bluger's private office. I want to get all the official papers and documents before we go.
That's a good idea, since we're not going to be able to produce the leaders.
Well, we may not be able to produce them in person, but we are in memoriam.
Not any too first-class in memoriam, if I'm any judge of memoriams.
Well, here we are at Bluger's office. I'll turn on the lights. I hope we're not interrupted in our little search.
I hope not. The quicker we can get our hands on the evidence we want, the better I'll feel.
Me too. Well, the sooner we begin, the quicker we'll end. You take a squint through the desk while I have a look-see in this closet.
Righto, Jim.
There must be something mighty important in this closet, Lil. Bluger's got it locked.
And the key is at the bottom of the cliff.
Yeah? Well, there's only one thing left to do.
Jim, the phone. What do we do?
That's funny. Why should it ring at this time of night?
I don't know, but it is. What are we going to do?
Answer it, of course.
Wait. Maybe it would be better to let it ring. We don't know who it might be.
That's just the point, Lil. It may be a message Bluger was expecting at this time. Something of vital importance to his plot. We've got to know what it is. It's our duty to find out.
But how can we?
Listen, everyone in camp believes you're on Bluger's side. It's a cinch for you to answer without arousing suspicion. Now go ahead.
All right. Hello? This is Lily DeVril.
Who is it, Lil?
Captain of the Guard.
Oh, the Most High Superior is asleep.
And how? Nice going, Lil.
No, there's no need of you coming up here. Everything's all right. Well, thanks just the same, but I really don't need you. What's that? They have.
What's happened?
When?
Lil, for heaven's sake, tell me what's happened.
Well, I've got Jungle Jim with me. The Most High Superior had a conference with him, and just now he's under my watchful eye.
Hey, what's the idea?
Oh, don't worry. I can handle him all right. I'll see that he's taken care of. You search the camp for the others.
The others? Then Kolo and Lin have...
Yes, all right. I will. The captain of the guard saw the light up here and wondered what was going on.
Yeah?
He's just discovered your black boy in the parson's door, and you have escaped. He was afraid you were up here.
Good for Kolo and Lin. I'm glad they made it. I guess we'd better pull the shades before somebody gets a glimpse of what's happening up here.
Yes. And we'll have to work fast. I told the captain of the guard he wasn't needed, but he may insist on coming up here.
And I bet he does. Have you found anything in the desk?
Oh, well, there's quite a lot of correspondence. I haven't time to look at it now. I'll just bundle it all up and take it with us.
As I was saying when we were interrupted, this closet's locked, so we'll have to break it open.
And wonder what it contains.
I don't know. Money, maybe.
Or the complete plan for the revolution.
Well, we'll soon know. Here it goes. Well, I'll be...
What is it, Jim?
Look for yourself.
Uniforms?
Hundreds of them. Fancy dress, fatigue, heavy duty. Why, there's enough uniforms in here to last a lifetime.
Well, Derek always was a vain man. He must have tore these up for his emperor days.
Boy, there sure was a lot of money wasted in that closet. And we've wasted our valuable time breaking into it. Got all those papers out of that desk, Lou?
Almost, I think. Let me finish these drawers. Yes, Jim, we've got everything.
Okay, then let's get going. There's only one more thing to do.
And what's that?
Come with me. I'll show you.
Meanwhile, back in Shanghai, the American consul is receiving a visitor.
Come in, Reverend Chalmers. Come in.
Thank you very much, my dear consul.
I'll be seated. Well, to what do I owe the honor of this visit?
I'm quite beside myself with anxiety. I've come to you for some information and help.
I shall be only too glad to be of service to you, Reverend, if I can.
My daughter was kidnapped by a Chinese blackguard a few weeks ago.
I am terribly sorry.
I've tried to move heaven and earth to find her. I've appealed to the Chinese government. But they say they're unable to help me to locate her.
You know who abducted your daughter?
Yes. A Chinese prince who crossed over from Burawani on the same boat we did. You see, Consul, my daughter and I had cause to suspect him of some knavery or other. One night, while crossing his stateroom, she heard him mention the name of a friend of ours, Jim Bradley.
Jungle Jim?
Yes. We knew Jim had left Burawani at your request. And the statement that he'd been killed was naturally a distinct shock to my daughter and myself.
But Jim arrived here safe and sound. I sent him on the assignment just as I planned.
Yes, sir, so I've learned.
May I ask how you found out?
Certainly. The other night, this Chinese blackguard, Lin Pu, came to my house and told me he and his most high superior, whatever he meant by that, had my daughter and Jim Bradley prisoners.
He told you that?
Yes.
Reverend, where is this Lin Pu staying?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Good Lord! I beg your pardon. But, Reverend, you were face to face with a member of the very organization I sent Jungle Jim to wipe out.
What?
That most high superior is none other than a renegade American named Derek Bruger.
Oh.
I'd give anything to lay my hands on that Chinese. Why didn't you call the police and have him arrested?
For the very good reason that the interview was held at the point of two businesslike-looking rifles.
Oh.
He had two soldiers with him.
I see. Well, tell me. Did he make the trip to your house just to tell you where your daughter was?
Oh, no. He demanded 10,000 pounds from me for her release.
Ransom, eh?
Undoubtedly, that's the correct name for his demand. But he said it was a contribution to the cause. What did he mean by that?
Derek Bruger has formed a revolutionary organization named the Purple Triangle. The purpose is to overthrow the Chinese government and establish Bruger as the head of the new government. That is the cause you were asked to contribute to. Did you do it?
No. Much as I love my daughter, and much as I fear for her safety, I refused to meet his demand.
Good.
I felt sure that Jim Bradley would protect her until I could bring help. That's why I've come to you. Where is Jim?
My dear Reverend, I wish I might be of help, but I can't give you that information.
I understand the importance of silence and secrecy in diplomatic matters, Consul. But as a distressed father of a girl who's in imminent danger of her life, I beg you, put aside all red tape and tell me where I can find my daughter.
You don't understand, Reverend. It isn't diplomatic regulations that prevent me from telling you where Jim Bradley and your daughter are. The truth is, I don't know myself.
You sent Jim off on that mission, and yet you don't know where he is?
Strange as it sounds, I don't. You see, I sent Bradley to locate the Purple Triangle hideout. He took a Chinese secret agent named Chung with him. Nothing has been heard from them since they left the train at Calgan. In fact, we've given up hope that they were alive. You have brought the first news of Bradley I've had.
Well, what on earth are we going to do? Every moment we waste means they are nearer death. In fact, even now it may be too late.
Let us hope not, my dear Reverend. You must make every effort to locate them.
Naturally, but how are we going to go about it?
Well, the head of the Chinese Secret Service, General Fu Yongshen, has also sent an agent out after this gang of revolutionaries. We will go to see him and find out if he's had any report.
While her father is frantically trying to locate her, Lynn, Chalmers, and Kolo are riding away from the camp of the Purple Triangle.
I don't know who we've got to thank. These horses have been a godsend to us, Kolo.
Yes, Missy.
I certainly was surprised when we got out of that secret passage and found them standing there, all saddled and bridled, ready for us.
Operator 13 fixed them.
Well, this is the first time the number 13 has been good luck for me. I'd like to meet this Operator 13 and thank him. Who do you suppose he is, Kolo?
Kolo, no, Missy.
I hope he's taking good care of Jim until we can get help.
Kolo hope same, Missy. Kolo think more better we look for Twan Jim than leave.
You still think we should have gone back for him, don't you?
Yes, see, Missy. Kolo saved Twan Jim.
I'm sure you would have if you could, Kolo. But look what happened the first time we tried it. We walked right into that terrible Lin pool.
Yes, see, Missy.
Don't you see, Kolo? This is the best way to help Jim. Riding back to the first military outpost we come to and telling them what's happened.
Travel too, son, Missy. No have seen no place, no thing.
Yes, I know. I have to admit you're right so far, Kolo. We haven't sighted a sign of an outpost yet.
Kolo, horse tired. No can go more farther.
No, poor thing. He can't last much longer.
Food him most gone, Missy.
Oh, don't remind me, Kolo. But we mustn't think of such things. We must keep going, we must. It isn't just our lives that depend on it. Jim's life depends on us, too.
Yes, Missy.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll try to get our horses to the top of that hill. Maybe we'll see some sign of civilization from there.
Maybe bad man over hill.
You mean bandit? Oh, I hope not. But anyway, we've got to take the chance.
All right, Missy.
Come on, then. Go on your horses, Kolo. Kolo, look! Look! An army outpost. See the flag?
Yes, Missy. Kolo see. But horse all same most dead.
Oh, climb on behind me, then. We've got to get there somehow.
Yes, Missy. Come, horse, come. Oh.
Are you all set, Kolo?
Yes, Missy.
Now, here we go. Here we are, right at the outpost, Kolo. Hello?
No Twan answer, Missy.
Well, this can't be a deserted outpost. Oh, it just can't be. Hello?
Who there?
Kolo, did you hear that? Or am I imagining things?
No, Missy. Kolo hear voice.
Yes, we must have. They're opening the door.
Who are you? Answer, or we shoot.
Don't shoot. We've escaped from the Revolutionary Army. We must get a message to Shanghai at once.
Does the strange voice come from an enemy or a friend? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, bringing up Father, the Little King, Katzenjammer Kids, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these interesting characters in your copy of the Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date, next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.